When Daniel Namath writes music, oh my gosh, he writes from the essence of his being, and definitely Get Ready, My Soul is one of my more favorite songs that he has done. It's like, are we ready to really dive in to the fullness of who we are? So as Melanie mentioned earlier, I'm doing the second part of a two-part series on staying the course. There's gold at Rainbow's End. There's gold at Rainbow's End. So we talked a little bit last week about that we all have varying goals and things that we set forth in our life, whether it's a larger thing such as this spiritual community moving to a new location, whether it's saving money for a vacation, whether it's deciding to change jobs or mend a relationship with someone that you feel separated from, whether it's saving up to buy a home. There's a myriad of things throughout our life always where there's opportunities to set a goal or to set a vision or a dream that we're moving to. And I asked you to kind of be aware of your own last week. So anybody want to share just quickly a goal they have or something they're working on right now? Yes. Looking for a new job. Anybody else? Stop smoking. Stop eating. I don't know. What? Stop eating sugar, maybe. Yeah. Having more time. Absolutely. Somebody else? Holy cow, I know. Jeez, has anybody gotten a new phone recently? Oh my goodness gracious, that's a learning curve, isn't it? Yeah. So friends, you know, in our lives, we all have just different paths that we're on in any moment. Some of them may be large goals we've set, some of them may be smaller ones. And yet we know, and we talked about last week, is that as we begin a journey, there's this impulse, there's this divine idea in us. Oh good, I'm gonna get my new phone, I'm gonna be able to do this and this, or we're gonna move to a new place, or I'm gonna find the right and perfect job for me. Whatever that is, there is an impulse, it's a divine impulse that we touch into, and that is a part of what carries us forward then to the gold at Rainbow's End. And so when we make these choices and we start, what happens? What did we talk about last week? I'm sorry? Someone was listening. Thank you. No. Sure, what happens? We start going and then all of a sudden we maybe lose enthusiasm, or it takes longer than we thought it would. How many of that? Boy, I thought I was going to turn my phone on in about half an hour, and 4 hours later, I was like, you know, and then it happened, so hey, yay. So these things come up, or fears, or doubts. There's a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. It says, whatever course you decide upon, there is always someone to tell you that you are wrong, right? Yes, there are always difficulties arising which tempt you to believe that your critics are right, aren't they? Yeah. To map out a course of action and to follow it to an end requires courage. Requires courage and focus. And so, you know, part of it is recognizing and remembering that first impulse that set us forward. From scripture in Matthew 14, 30 through 32, and this is the story when Peter stepped out and walked on the water with Jesus, and he began to do that, and he became afraid. And he says, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink into the water, he said, he cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? And the last sentence is the most important. And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. See, friends, that moment when we shift our focus from the part of us that is afraid, from the mountain that seems too high, from the challenges that seem overwhelming, the minute we shift our focus, we step back into the boat. We reconnect with our faith. And the wind dies down. Dale Carnegie said, most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. Kept on trying. Friends, because, see, here's the thing. It is absolutely natural that as humanity, we will bump up against fears and doubts and challenges. And unfortunately, what happens is when they come up, we kind of panic, right? We think, oh man, I can't do this. Somebody told me when I was little I'd never amount to a hill of beans. Who am I to think this grand? Who am I to think something could be different? And it's only natural to have those thoughts because they've been ingrained in us and they're a part of human consciousness out there. What's important for us to recognize is that even though we have those thoughts, we do not have to be defined by them. And instead of, when we see those thoughts, instead of letting them pull us down into the spiral of that doubt or fear or concern, if we can instead just notice and go, well, of course. When was the last time you did that when your fear was like right here? Well, of course. See, but it's a powerful, powerful tool to recognize that the only power that fear has is the power we give it. And if in any moment we go, well, of course we would be afraid. We're moving into something that's unknown. Well, you know, I think I'm going to just hug myself and say, beloved, you're doing a good job. So we have that option in this process of staying the course, of keeping on and going, of recognizing, well, of course, there's going to be doubts and fears that come up. Thomas Edison said, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. And I love this last quote from an unknown author. It says, don't be discouraged. It's often the last key in the bunch that opens the lock. Have you ever been sitting there going through your keys and trying one key and that doesn't do it, another key? And, you know, see, That's what happens. And I had a wonderful conversation with Martha. She had listened to the talk a few times last week and she was saying, yeah, you know, she said, I didn't recognize oftentimes, I don't know if I'm on the 50 yard line or if I'm on the 10 yard or even if I'm on the 1 yard line. And see, when we're climbing, when we're moving, when we're going forward, how many of you have felt, oh my gosh, this is not ever going to shift. It's not ever going to change. I'm not ever going to make it. And you took one more step and all of a sudden new avenues opened up. I've had that experience. Is anybody else? Yeah. See, and it's because in, you know, how we hear that it's darkest before the dawn. It's like right when we are at the crux of the energy matrix shifting, we feel it the strongest. And it's at that moment, I don't have a quote up here for it, but Rabindranath Tagore said something about that the bird sings in the dark right before dawn because he knows the dawn is coming. See, it's that place in us that recognizes, okay, I set my course. I had my enthusiasm. I had my intention. Well, yes, and of course, when we are changing our patterns, when we're changing not only our patterns, but we're changing race consciousness. We're changing the patterns of the people next to us who are going, you know, you can't do that. How can you possibly do it? We understand, friends, it's not about us. It's about their own fears. It's their own fears that are coming at us because they see someone moving forward in the direction of their dreams and they have fears that they can't. So in those moments when we might be on the 1 yard line, how vital it is to remember the passion that initially started us on the path. And what we call that is prayer or awareness or reconnecting to God, taking time apart to breathe into our deepest dreams and desires. To re-spark that flame and to remember that every journey begins with a step. And it's at the point where when our doubts and our fears hit us the strongest, that if we take the time to refocus and we move within the core of our being and invite that higher wisdom and awareness to bring forward to us into great clarity, the one next step that we have to take. You know what, friends? We can do that. You know, if I look up to the top of the mountain and go, okay, when I was in Wyoming, I jogged there and there's these hills and I am going up this hill and I'm jogging away and I'm like just about to drop and then I'm like looked up and I'm like, oh man, it's farther up there to the top than I thought it was. So I looked, somebody else has had that happen too, right? Okay. So I went, okay. So I'll slow down. I'll focus on where I am right now. But I am going to make it to the top of that hill. And there was even a point when I really was going up the hill after I'd gone up several that, and I was no longer jogging because I was in dirt and weeds and all that, but I had to sit down. And there was a part of me that went, oh man, I failed because I think I used to be able to go all the way to the top of this without sitting down. And I went, Sandy, just sit down. And I took a breath. And I went, oh, okay. I can do this. And I got up and went to the top and I was fine. So friends, see, it's remembering to trust in spirit, to reconnect to God, to have the faith that there is guidance. From Deuteronomy, and this one is 5:32 through 33, I believe. Yes. It says, you shall be careful, therefore, to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. In other words, what we're saying here is, you shall be careful to reconnect to that inner inspiration, that higher voice of goodness within you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall not be dissuaded by someone saying you can't do this or what a silly idea or, oh my gosh, what were you thinking? You shall walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you or invited you into, that you may live and that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land that you shall possess. The gold that's at the end of the rainbow. And from 2 Chronicles 31, verse 21, it says, and every work that he undertook in the service of the house of God, meaning every work that we undertake connected into the inspiration of that presence of Godness within us and in accordance with the law, with divine principles, seeking his God, he did with all his heart and prospered. And Deuteronomy 28:11 through 12 says, and the Lord will make you abound in prosperity. The Lord will open to you his good treasury, the heavens, which Charles Fillmore talks about. The heavens are spiritual consciousness. We'll open ourselves to spiritual consciousness. So open to you his good treasury, the heavens, the higher awareness, to give the rain to your land. To give you the sustenance that you need to keep going forward. To give you the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hands. And from 1 Kings 2, verse 3, it says, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways, walking in that divine inspiration, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. So friends, when we hit those roadblocks, when we hit those places that tend to stop us, we have that opportunity to re-choose, to step aside from the fear, to know it's natural, not to let it consume us, and to refocus and to trust that there is a higher spirit at work that is drawing us forward into greater good. Continuing forward with faith and confidence naturally attracts abundant results. It's the law of the universe. It's the law of prosperity and abundance. When we are resonant in that place of faith and confidence, when we open ourselves with a sense of expectancy and gratitude, that energetic vibration draws to it that which is similar. And it moves into the experience of our life to create that pot of gold. So there was a little town in Kansas that was going through just a terrible drought. Everything was dust and the crops were failing. And everybody came to church on a Sunday. And the minister invited people to pray for rain through the week. And he said, each day, focus your attention on the rain coming to bless our crops, to bring us that abundance. And so everyone agreed and said they would participate in doing that. So then the next Sunday, people showed up at church and he asked them about their prayers and about their sense of expectancy. And they all nodded their heads and said, oh yes, oh yes. And he said, well, how many of you brought your umbrella today? How many of you brought your umbrella? In other words, in that place of expectancy and prayer that it would rain, do we remember to be ready to receive it, to be prepared, to open ourselves and to recognize the things that are standing in the way that are blocking us? And to say, man, I'm going to bring my umbrella because I know that it's going to rain. And so what's important for us in this process of going forward and staying the course in whatever it is, a big project, a small one, shifting a belief system, embracing a new job, a new location, it is remembering that when we have a sense of appreciation and gratitude, we begin to naturally draw the goodness of the results of that consistent stepping forward one step at a time. And what's important to remember also is that oftentimes a pot of gold looks different than we might have expected. How many of you have moved forward into a divine plan and thought it was going to turn out to be a red sports car and it turned out to be an SUV van instead? See, because along the way, it is remembering that there is divine guidance. There is divine guidance and God draws into our lives so much greater good than we could even begin to imagine. And so while we set our goals and we move forward on that path, we are also open along the way with a sense of appreciation and gratitude for whatever magnificent opportunities or the ways in which that dream will come to fruition and we will experience that pot of gold. Myrtle Fillmore, we don't quote her as often because most of her stuff is not written. But in her book on healing letters, it says, the supply, meaning everything that comes to us, is a gift of God and is ours because it is a part of God's plan. We are to accept it in faith as such, expect it to come, and it will. So as we continue moving forward, we move forward with a sense of expectancy, with our arms held wide open to receive all the good that we possibly can, with our umbrellas above our heads, knowing that the rain is coming, and we are grateful for that. Meister Eckhart said, "Above all else, know this. Be prepared at all times for the gifts of God, and be ready always for new ones. For God is 1,000 times more ready to give than we are to receive." As we continue walking forward and staying the course through doubts, through fears, through concerns, through roadblocks, what we keep in our heart is the first of all that divine impulse that drew us to move forward in this direction. And then we continue with that sense of expectancy and gratitude, knowing that it is being manifest and coming forward out into expression beyond what we can see in this moment. And I will close with this quote that was taken from the movie The Secret. "All of this abundance begins to shine through a mind that is aware of its infinite nature. There's enough for everyone. See it, believe it, and it will show up for you." Friends, let's stay the course. Let's enjoy that magnificent pot of gold at Rainbow's End.